This is GQDN for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're great, delicious stuff. It'll keep you energized for quite a while. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line and you will get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games going to PC very soon. Stellar Blade comes tomorrow. We'll get you ready for it. Actually, it releases tonight, but you get the idea. And some of the Capcom shareholders meetings did come out today. But we begin today with BlizzCon. And according to news.blizzard.com, BlizzCon will not be held this year. But what they're going to be doing is they will be going through some of the ongoing things within Blizzard Entertainment online. And that will be the launch date of The War Within, Diablo 4's expansion, Vessel of Hatred, and some other things. But they will be going to places like Gamescom. And Overwatch will be going to DreamHack Dallas and DreamHack Stockholm. But there will be some in-person events to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Warcraft. And there will be some celebrations across the Warcraft games throughout this year. So, stay tuned, and we will let you know when these things happen, or will happen. Now, we move over from one PC game industry, or company, to a whole bunch of games companies. Steam made an update to its refunds. So before, you could buy a game on Steam and you could ask for a refund within 14 days of purchase and you had have not played 2 hours of the game, whatever that is. But that was updated. And that is due to the advanced access and early access play times that can count against the 2 hour refund limit. So here's what it basically says. So when you purchase a title on Steam prior to the release date, the 2 hour playtime limit will still apply, except for beta testing. However, the 14 day period for refunds will not start until the release date. So if you purchase a game that's in early access or advanced access, the playtime only counts against the 2 hour refund limit. If you pre-purchase the title and it is not playable prior to the release date, you can request a refund at any time prior to the release of that title and the standard 14-day/2-hour refund period, and that will apply starting on the game's release date. So that's the update. Now we get to Capcom. Two articles. It's not the only time today we're going to be doing two articles. Just saying. Because WCCF Tech and PSU.com were both talking about Capcom for the earnings forecast. And they were saying that they decided to raise the sales forecast for the fiscal year that ran through March 31st, 2024. And that was, quote, based on recent operational results, Capcom Company Limited, Capcom, has revised the full year consolidated earnings forecast for the year ended March 31st, 2024. April 1st to 2023 through March 31st, 2024. That was announced on May 10th, 2023. The publisher writes in his press release. That's the press release. I'm sorry. Further quote, in our core digital content business, in addition to Street Fighter VI, the latest title of the Street Fighter series, being met broad acclaim globally, Dragon's Dogma 2 was released on the fourth quarter and has performed favorably. Further, sales grew for catalog titles consisting primarily of past titles and major series due to their steady popularity. Altogether, this led us to expect earnings for this business to exceed our plan. So basically what they're saying is that Dragon's Dogma 2 did sell 2.5 million copies in 11 days across PlayStation 5, PC, and the Xbox Series X and S. And that was bringing the total sales to 10 million and the original Dragon's Dogma was released in 2012 on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and sold 1.05 million copies in 1 month. So, Dragon's Dogma 2 is doing quite well. But could that be because it's on sale? DualChakras.com did say that. And they did point to a, it's not on sale, but they're looking at the prices of the in-game stores. And basically they're saying that it's pointless. Okay, so I was wrong, I'm sorry. But still, there's sales in the in-game stores. So you might want to take a look at that, because on Reddit, the prices was reduced from 2,000 RC to 750 RC. So that's all in-game. So yeah, that did happen. Now, we did talk about BlizzCon, right? But the Tribeca Festival was being talked about via Kotaku. And there is a video game section of the Tribeca Festival, and they did reveal their 2024 lineup. And that will be Neva, Dark Web Streamer, Arranger, and Goodnight Universe. And they will also have the Final Fantasy Rebirth panel on June 14th. So we'll see what happens there. Now we get to Assassin's Creed. And Ubisoft was talking about it because they had some plans about the protagonist, Bassem. Because Stefan Budin and Jean-Luc Sala, the narrative director and the art director, was on the Reddit AMA. And they give the fans a little bit of hope about Bassem, because they were asked if the team did consider about developing a DLC or storyline content for Mirage. And Budin did say that Mirage has been designed as a standalone experience without any DLC planned. However, we have ideas on how we could extend the story of Bassem, surely, but as of today, no post-launch content is planned for Mirage. Well, so that is what they said. What Stefan Budin did say was, quote, on Reddit, "Hey there, we're thrilled by the reaction of Mirage. Mirage has been designed a standalone experience without any DLC plan. However, we have ideas on how we could extend the story of Bassem. Surely, but as of today, no post-launch content is planned for Mirage." I think I just repeated myself. I don't care. But you get the point. And that's what's important. But we'll see what happens, if there's anything interesting there. Now, there is a bit of a career mode via Dot Esports for F1. And now you can control the driver. That's right. You can control the driver. Now, F1 2024 was released on May 31st. And you could play career mode as any member of the existing F1 roster. So you can select your driver, and you can even decide to bring an icon from the past back to the racing. So we'll see what happens when F1 does come out. And just a reminder, Stellar Blade is coming out tonight. But with it will be New Game Plus, according to PushSquare.com, and that will be in an update on your PlayStation 5. Now, game comes in midnight tonight, otherwise known as April 26th. And the day one update will arrive with it. The patch will fix some bugs, and will have the title in what they're saying is better shape. Now, we're not surprised any by having a new game plus in the, because we've seen it in other games. Just know it's coming to this one too. So enjoy. And there was also a trailer that was out for it. That's according to GG Mania. And yes, I saw it. Yeah, it looks kinda good. Just kinda. You can decide for yourself. Now, PC Gamer did say that if you don't want to play Stellar Blade, well, you can get some Star Wars games on the PC Game Pass. That's Xbox Pass. And that one includes Survivor, Jedi Survivor, it's April 25th, Ark Survival Ascend, Herald Elibut, when that comes out day one, Idun Chronicle, 100 Heroes, day one, Another Crab's Treasure, April 25th, Mandalords, day one, April 26th. All those games will be coming out on Game Pass. Day one. We're day two. This has been a Dawn Forge production. No one will get that. 2024. I'm sorry. For that, I'll just stop. So go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow. I want Friday.